Pilio was Pilio Danas. Everything the Black Gem had walled off within his mind was now laid bare. The Scoria had stolen the sons of Leo Danas. Leo Danas, kind-eyed Leo Danas, was stealing them back. Of all the sons I could have had, I'm glad it was you two. Father and son beheld each other truly for the first time in almost 20 years. Pilio had long aspired to wearing the Edo armor, the highest honor, to signify his faith. But now he saw only the bare ribs of Ashes Cremata Cyandana, signifier of death, and knew with certainty that was the sole credo of the faith he had followed. Had. The boy, who until that moment had thought himself a lifelong killer, was now torn between the nocturnal life he thought he knew and the sunlit life he'd been stolen from. Torn between doctrine and family. And, blade in hand, torn between saving himself by killing his brother or dying alongside him at the hand of his idol. Ash waited, patient as the death he signified, in a room in a moment that felt suspended in eternity, waiting for Pilio's decision. The blade fell from Pilio's hand. Dom reached out and gently took that hand. Ash did not move. Leo Danas swept his boys up and out of that room and, as a family, they fled the tower, the city, and Mars forever. Ash did not move.